It is the Friday show coming up. We've got Luke from the 10th Pipe podcast talking about Everton, and we've got James Roach on Bournemouth. But in front of me, I've got Andy Heaton, I've got Chris Barber, and I've got Jim Johnson, looking ahead to a pretty good-looking weekend of Premier League fixtures with a bit more questions, a few more questions than answers, not a bit more questions than answers. We'll try and be grammatically correct as we go through this. And we'll start off talking about the 3 p.m.s because there's no half 12. That's Everton versus Man United, which has moved to 7 p.m. on Sunday, which massively undermines people who do things like film after Liverpool games. But that's a separate issue, and it's a challenge to be got over on Sunday. We'll talk about Chelsea versus Wolves first, Chris. We'll talk about Chelsea in general. It's a moment, I think, Chelsea, which at some point we'll know what the other side of it is. We'll know what the other side of it's meant to be. Do ever so well last night there against the Milanese side, AC Milan. It's a really tidy 3-0 win. It had banana skin written all over it, that, and Chelsea have managed to dodge it. Where do you think this side is at the moment?
It is, at the moment, it's a classic Chelsea scrape the mould off and we go again type moment for me. In terms of at the moment, I think there's plenty to be quite excited about. I think that the thing I like at the minute is I think a lot of those players will have met a Graham Potter on their way up, in the sense of that sort of uber modern, holistic almost approach to coaching, and you can sort of see the sticking point and the issues with the more intense Thomas Tuchel style. And the moment for me that sort of like speaks to that is watching Conor Gallagher come on and just fucking shoot from outside, just sort of instinctively do what he's done. Because for me, almost all of the high watermarks that Chelsea have achieved and all of the high watermarks those players have achieved have been instinctive moments. They're not necessarily coached, drilled individuals who have sort of come up in kind of an organic way. They've kind of stood out by just being naturally better, having a really sort of quite a mature approach at other moments, sort of that immature kind of have a go gong ho. And watching Conor Gallagher come on and just have that risk and sort of have a go at something, that's kind of central to, I think, what Graham Potter has sort of released, that sort of freedom that they just clearly weren't enjoying before. And again, like last night, even Raheem Sterling's a good example. He's not been there very long. There's already two parts to his Chelsea career. There's the sort of stilted, quite stodgy beginnings, and then there's sort of the last two, three games where he's just looked like the player that I was kind of excited to sign. That sort of like really exciting, both senior and still give me the ball because I'm having a go at this sort of thing. So yeah, like I said, plenty to enjoy for me. It's a really like, he's got in front of him there a very young, and I kind of would argue very unproblematic squad of players who, again, they're just sort of like, they spent quite a long time recently underachieving. He's been overachieving. And kind of the way that he's reintroduced competitiveness back into the 11, there's no first name on the team sheet, or there's no sort of nailed downs, apart from, you know, the only player who's kind of, the only two are probably Sterling and Mount, and both of those were getting, weren't performing well. So again, you see the quality by the fact that he's coming in, and he's noticed the quality too that's obviously there, and he's gone with it. And it sort of feels like good timings on all parts, in that sense of they've met at the right time, the squad and the manager.